to the Burnham Crouch Town Council meeting on the 15th of March. I trust again nobody is attending who has any symptoms, and there's some signs around the building. Please note, and I should have read this out before planning, I do apologise. Please note that the Council will be recording any part of this meeting held in open session for subsequent publication somewhere. Members of the public attending the meeting with a view to speaking are deemed to be given permission to be included in the recording. However, we have no members of the public here. So moving on to the agenda, we have apologies for absence from Councillor Coles and Councillor Montford. Declarations of interest. All town councillors have completed their statutory declarations of interest in accordance with the Localism Act 2011 and the Code of Conduct for Members adopted by the town council. Members are required to declare the existence and nature of any personal or prejudicial interests relating to items on the agenda having regard to the Code of Conduct for Members. Members are reminded that they are also required to declare interest as soon as they become aware should the rule arise throughout the meeting. Members, Councillor Stamp.
Can I just go back to put apologies for Joanna Jeffries, checked in for time clerk as well?
Of course we can, yes. Yeah, absolutely.
Sorry, I think
thank you, Councillor Stamp.
And for declarations of interest, there's something that may come up to do with Remembrance Avenue that I was contacted as an Essex County Councillor, but it's all non-pecuniary, just for information. So you don't. It's not just non-pecuniary.
Non-pecuniary, thank
MP.
You.
MP.
Thank you very much. Okay, item three, town mayor's announcements. Well, I've got one to make now, actually. I would like, we had the Civic Awards ceremony, which I would like to say a huge thank you to Councillor Wilson for organising. It was an absolutely excellent night. However, unfortunately, the recipient of the Mayor's Lifetime Award was unable to attend. So I'm afraid it lacks a little bit of pomp and ceremony.
First time I've said no to an event, really. So I am sorry.
And it was a lovely speech.
I know. So and there is a big trophy, but we have to get that engraved.
Oh, wow.
So that's the one.
That says to Dawn Wood.
Ah.
You look one.
That's what I'm saying. There was a big thing.
I'll give
her two. The Marquess of Marquess
of Marquess of Marquess.
And there is another one that she could have a gander at this before we send it off to the not that one, because I didn't get the right one. Oh, bloody hell. Thank you.
Received any emails to me? I have got a set which one's printed over there.
Yes, it's
but that's the only it's the only set of minutes I've got.
And there's no minutes left over here. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's what I'm saying, so I can't.
So who's got a copy of the minutes?
I have.
I've got one here. So then, can I just say on 231 under environment, it needs to say welcome back fund?
That's right. There's a typing error on it. It just says from welcome.
Mm.
I also have a comment on 229. Mm-hmm. Resolved replacement doors be fitted to clock tower.
Sorry, what number? 229.
We also passed a resolution that Joe would sign on behalf of the council the petition to the Secretary of State for the reintroduction of hybrid meetings.
Okay, that wasn't included.
So we passed a resolution that Joe would email
that she would sign to the Secretary
the petition
of State,
to the Secretary of State for the continuation of hybrid meetings.
I think we're just going to have to defer them again, really, aren't we? Because I know also in those minutes was the deferral of the previous minutes, and I need to get my minutes together. So we're going to defer the minutes?
Defer minutes.
Defer minutes, but Madam Mayor, but can we suggest, like Councillor Calvis just said, to make a note on what Diane's just said, so it can be rectified anyway.
Yeah,
you could send that to Jo, and she could. Thank you very much.
I also think item 236, Providence Car Park, refer to Highways report. We actually resolved that a specification and a works plan will be submitted at this meeting, which is why it's on the agenda.
Yes, indeed. But
we'll come to that eventually.
Yes, on the agenda.
Okay, moving on then. Planning committee for that. Can we agree those?
I wasn't at either of the meetings, so we can't agree because we haven't seen them. So if you could just note that, councillors, please, that would be super. Item 6, public participation. We have no money in public.
Tank clerk's report, Madam Mayor. We have not had anything. No tank clerk's report.
Sorry, I was only on item 6. I haven't got to 7 yet.
Oh, sorry.
Previous councillors done.
I'm moving it on too quickly. My apologies.
Going as fast as I can. Item 7, town clerk's report. I've not been given anything. So
one would hope it would at least cover the action points from the last meeting.
Well, we haven't got one, so we don't know.
Exactly.
Okay. Diary dates, these have been circulated. Members, we've got them?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, super. Moving on to item 9, coordinators report. So, general purposes, Captain Sam.
I'm trying to think, Madam Mayor. I don't think I've organised anything that's untoward, or
there's some things I want to say in finance, but
no.
Well, can I just reiterate there, though, again, that if members are, it has to order in anything, it has to go by the clerk, but it has to have the council address and name on it, not the councillors, or no address or email reference. And it has to, because if it's not written properly, we can't claim the VAT back. It's got to have the proper address on it.
The Treasury one is.
I'm not saying anything to anybody, it's just a thing that if we notice that if you do it, just make sure that it has the town council. And to be honest with you, when I order anything, I can never remember the council offices, so I usually get an old agenda and it says quite clearly at the top what it is.
I can never remember the post though.
Me neither. But other than that, I can't think of anything as the general purposes that I've authorised payments for with the town clerk.
Okay, thank you. Moving on, Highways, Councillor Robinson, anything to report?
Green Lanes, I had an email from
ACT strips. Okay.
Survey, she's waiting for the results, which I've asked for her to let me know that they are, so that we can keep knowing what's going on there.
Excellent.
Apart from that, I can't think of anything else that's I'm sure it won't.
Thank you, Councillor Rawlinson. Environment, Councillor Carter, I know you're busy as always.
Everyone should have got a copy of the environment report. Attended the allotment meeting, they were really pleased with their produce shelter. They asked about getting a signed copy of the lease back.
But it's got to be bound because it's all been signed.
Yes, that was got to be on there. I came in and did with everyone, wasn't it?
Yeah, they'll be given to you, so you can take it round.
Yeah, next meeting's on the 28th.
Yeah, so it will be in the office.
Benches. I've been trying to find out which benches have been inspected and get a report, and does anyone have any information? Because I know you kindly gave me sort of the historical ones.
Benches, what benches? Where?
The town benches.
But you haven't even identified which of the towns
are.
No, that's what I need to get to know.
We've tried this time and time again. That's why I gave you those historical records.
Yeah.
The only ones that I can think that we definitely know we own are the ones on our land here.
So shall I just take it off of the environment then if it's a...
I don't think you can take it off because sometimes London will come back and say you own that bench, but I think they're doing a policy or they're doing grading benches or something. So you may end up picking some of them up because I think there's memorial benches. Is it the one outside Pryor's?
The memorial benches are the ones that probably we own because they were done with David McNeill.
Yes.
Now they are probably, and we also have the ongoing maintenance. Because David offered to keep them, to look after them, which is an ongoing commitment. Perhaps not.
No. I know that we don't, the ones in the park are not ours. The ones in the park are going to be
I'll leave it on, but there's nothing to report.
Yeah, and I guess if anybody finds out anything, you could let Councillor Carter know, because you never know what you might find out in passing from somebody.
Nobody really wants to own them because of the cost.
Exactly. They are a headache, benches. They really are.
And David McNeill, God rest his soul, shouldn't have said that the council would do it because it's easy to purchase a bench. It's the maintenance, and you really have to look around the state of the benches. I mean, I just looked at that, which I'm going to hope you bring up out here, and every one of those benches needs rubbing down on this side, and I think even the one on this side needs rubbing down, and I think it's a disservice to the memory that they've actually gone in that state.
Burnham Green Spaces Group, we had another little pick on Sunday, which again was really successful. The plan this month is to do pop-up litter pick. So last month I asked people where they felt they needed it in the town, and so we're just going to do pop up. We're going to start a WhatsApp group, and there's going to be about 30 people on there, and I can then message them, and if they're available they can come, if not it just seems the quickest way to sort of contact those people.
Can I ask about that? Because I went to Trowbridge with the clerks up and down the country on Thursday, Friday, and these are really high level community governance qualified clerks, and I mentioned litter picks. And they actually said a lot of them now are really concerned about the insurance of litter picks. So can I just ask, have you got everybody's names, addresses? You've checked it with our insurance company again?
Sarah had previously clarified it with me.
But that's quite a while ago when Sarah was in charge. So all I'm asking is, would you mind then making sure that the present insurance company knows that we're still doing it, and if there's any specific stipulations
I know this is a really stupid question, Councillor Stanton, and I do apologise, but how do we do that in the absence of Sarah? Will Julie be able to access it on the server?
You'd have to contact the insurance company. All the insurance company details are kept in the file, in the safe.
Okay.
So she should be able to. So I would ask her, just explain clearly what you'd like her to do. She may not feel confident to do it, but Jo should be able to do it.
Okay.
Diane could do it. Delegate
would you,
it to
would you
Diane.
Be able to do that?
Yeah, I'll come down.
To do it. Thank you.
Delegate it to you, and then you can explain what it is, and if they will say to you that's fine or not.
That was one of the first questions I asked before I went out.
But you've got a bigger group now. You just said how many people you've got, 20 or 30 people. That's a lot of people. Now, I don't remember us having that excessively.
So we need to check numbers.
Just check if there's any caveats on it.
I just want to point out, normally with my wood and bed insurance, I need one responsible member for every 15 guests, and I always have to two responsible members as well. And that was the same with the Burnham Museum Insurance and with the Malden Museum Insurance. It seems to be a common stipulation to do with health and safety, because all my health and all my risk assessments, when I take sort of the groups out with the museum events, everything says if anything goes wrong, one leader deals with whatever's wrong, other leader takes people to safety.
That's why I have the age restrictions, and if you've got to identify with the parents of the person, and if they sign a special one that their child is underage, and I know it's a pain, but it's
I remember at the time Sarah being absolutely confident in this, so we just need to revisit it.
Yeah.
That's not fine.
So basically, as a result of an audit, we will be doing that. And the other thing is, I just wondered whether members had a chance to look. They should all have a copy of the action plan. I know
I've somehow missed that, and I do apologise. I think it came out while I was on holiday,
yeah,
and it's somewhere buried in a.
It's probably wise if everyone reads it and then we discuss it rather than going through it. So
shall we ask for it to go on the agenda next month then?
It will come up under my report, so I can just read it. Because it's a separate item, and then we'll receive and just put the members to receive a copy of it, and we'll all get a copy of that. I know Joe pinged it round everyone, I think she handed everyone a copy last time, and would you mind, Terry, just sending Penny me one again? Well, let Joe send it to us all again, because I think Joe's probably found it in a... Yeah, mine will be buried amongst holiday. Just a couple of issues that came up as a result of the survey. Resident
They were querying, they said that they were promised, and I don't know who by, they said by Burnham Town Council,
either a litter or a dog bin for the Morden Road, because literally from Woodfords, if you walk along that road, the next bin is by Ormiston. I know you can swerve off into Springfield, and they thought they'd been promised one by us, but I obviously don't know.
There was one there, do you not remember? And they removed it. There was one there at the... I've lived on the Malden Road for donkey's years. There was one at the bottom of Springfield, and it was taken away.
There was one there.
Yeah, there was one.
Right.
Because I've moaned about it as well, but they say you can actually put it into the normal bins, and there is normal bins on the Malden Road.
Well, this is a dog poo bin, but it's just literally... It's quite a long way, a long road. I mean, I've walked along it, and I was really surprised waiting to get to Ormiston before there was a bin.
Well, there's no bins except for that one. Again, it's something we would have to budget for and then request from Malden District Council. But it wasn't, certainly wasn't, because I did a big bin, we did a big bin kind of audit a few years ago with Pat O'Shea when he was in the community engagement team, and we did put some new ones in. I don't recall that one. We had a few dog poo bins
which have been burnt out, which are Morden's responsibility because they're in the country park and they've not been replaced.
Have you chased them? Has anybody recorded it to them? Has she?
Can I ask,
why was that bin removed?
That's going to be my next question. You can email them and ask them why it was removed. Because it was removed. It used to be outside number 18.
I wonder if it was
really
a collection
nice
issue, it was off the beaten track and they couldn't collect from it.
I think it was because it's a dangerous junction. Don't forget there was a few accidents there.
Yeah.
And they took the railings out, they took the BT box out. And you've had a few accidents on the corner of Springfield, going on to Springfield and Malden Road.
The current liaison person for such things is Lee Williams in the community engagement team.
But it's historical, so make sure you actually say, because
they may not necessarily look back.
They
may not. He's exceptionally helpful, but he is about to go off on a month's leave, so get him out quick.
Okay.
We'll see Nicola in it as well then.
Yeah.
You can sign.
Someone called Dave, who's taken over for a month, but I'm hoping to meet with them.
Dave.
Sorry, Councillor Dave. We're hijacking your report. Do carry on.
No, that's fine. Station adoption. Warren Smith from Railscape, I met with him, and he's going to start cutting back the embankment within the next 2 weeks, because I've said that until that's done, we really cannot start anything in the station because it's just too wild and too dangerous. But fingers crossed he'll do that for us soon.
Do keep an eye on the last time I asked Warren to cut something back. He entirely, instead of trimming all our buglier against the wind, the one really important buglier that was filling in the great big gap, he hacked it down to the ground. So
there is one that's dead.
That's probably the most important one. Yeah, and now it was filling in that hole.
No,
he hacked it to the ground and didn't touch the rest.
So
very environmentally minded, right plant, right place. So fingers crossed that that's
fingers
possible.
Crossed. I shall remain cautiously optimistic, Diane, despite past experience.
The town beds and planters. I'm still waiting for the audit back from Skippers about what's in there. Members should have received a quote for the tree, which needs to come out. And yeah, I mean, really, until we know what's in there, it's hard to put forward a planting scheme to them.
Which tree? Sorry.
There's a dead silver birch. Now, is
outside
it
outside Templeman's?
It's outside Templeman's.
It
could fall over and cause an injury.
Yeah. And also the one outside the ship really overhangs the road, so it does need cutting back. It came up last month.
We'd had complaints about that previously some time ago about it, that branch is coming off and damaging cars.
But that's nothing to do with Skippers, is it?
No, but it's ours, because it's in our bed.
We
asked them for a quote
while we were going round. So basically they said to remove the tree will be £200, and then to reduce the beech tree will be £400. But obviously we can get other
You've got the ones we've used recently as well. The same ones.
We have got, Julie will have people to ask because we've had on the tree.
Well, we've just done a load of works at the allotment, do you know that? Just a resolution.
Tommy Garden, we have got the funding of £150, so I'm currently liaising with the Lions, because obviously planting this time of year, red, white and blue, isn't the easiest time of year to be looking for those colours, so they're going to sort of feed me those throughout the month. We put some bulbs in, which will come up in snowdrops for next year. The other thing, lamppost project, Joe was due to invite Leanne Cable from NDC last month, but she didn't because the community engagement team were here. I presumed, but when I spoke to Joe, she was going to invite her to this meeting, but
How do we move that forward then? Do we need her to come, or can you tell us about it? Otherwise, it's going to be something that's not being done.
No, Leanne did really wanted to come and talk to us about it, because it's more of a, it's not some, you know, she knows all the ins and outs of it.
Is it the
next meeting or not?
I'm not sure now what the deadline was on. I think it's slightly been extended, but I'm not sure for how.
You could pop that in as a resolution to.
So who's going to contact Joe?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Super, thank you for that. And I know Councillor Mumford has circulated a health and wellbeing report. So
that's the one that's been dealt with, which is circulated some instances which we're discussing at a later meeting. We should later on.
Later on. 17. So we'll speak about it then. Thank you. Item 10, District Councillors' Report. Councillor Stamp, would you like to?
I was thinking about this, Madam Chair. I think the only one that I ever sat on was Council, which was at SNR. And you did the ONS Police and Crime Commissioner, but I can't think of anything else since the last meeting, because you weren't here at the last meeting, and it doesn't seem that long ago.
It was in South East Planning, but that was a simple, straightforward.
It was the
conservation officer had recommended this for approval, a reinstatement of the Belvedere on top of the Tilbury House, but inexplicably planning had
turned
it down. So I called it in, and with the exception of Councillor Skeens, who didn't like it for some reason, was unanimously approved by members in line with the Conservation Officer's recommendations. So, slightly bizarre. I also chaired the Overing Scrutiny Crime Disorder Panel last week, which was very good. Now, I get really angry because
nobody turns up at these meetings, and I'm not just talking about members of the public, it's councillors. But I'm not talking about you, because you're not that.
I always do.
And you've always turned up as a, you know, as a guest. Mm-hmm. But people are very quick to complain about policing, aren't they? And yet here is an opportunity to directly quiz the chief inspector, and nobody bothers. So we had a nice cosy meeting, myself and another three councillors.
Is that all?
Yeah. Councillors Mays, Huebner and Beale. Nobody else. And it's shocking. And even the committee clerk said, you know, it was a good meeting. These meetings are really helpful, really useful. There is some good news, which is that Chief Inspector Scott Haynes, after I think 3 or 4 years of trying, has finally got a community police team agreed for Maldon District, and police presence size in Maldon council offices is doubling.
Yeah, but doubling of 2 is only 4.
Yes,
yeah.
Council standard.
Believe me, I've heard it so many times, doubling of community rural policing. Mr. Dunn announced it really well. We're doubling the numbers. I said, yeah, there's only one of them. Is he going to 2?
They're two now. They're two rural police. They are about 12 years old, and I've seen them many times going around in their rural policing van. We were very grateful to have a visit from Adam Pipe, who is the head of roads policing.
He's good.
And he spoke about Vision Zero, which I vehemently argued with him about, and suggested that instead of taking a look at the Motorcycle Action Group's Welcoming Roads manifesto, which he agreed he would do, Vision Zero is an unrealistic vision of zero road casualties, which is, I don't think it's very helpful myself, but it was a very positive meeting, and there are presentations from it I can circulate if people are interested in seeing those.
He was a really good copper. You know when we used to have the police bikes?
Mm-hmm.
He was always based at South Woodham, so I used to go to lots of meetings with him. And he was very proactive, because I always remember there was a big copper on a police bike, and he did his admin stuff. And they were really good, and then it totally got slashed. The budget got slashed, they got moved away. He's moved, he works somewhere like Harlow, Colchester, or something.
He's Samway, which is Colchester.
And it's such a shame, because those police cops were brilliant, absolutely brilliant.
Well, I was reading an article in The Road, which is Motorcycle Action Group's magazine, by a former head of roads, well, chief constable, Reverend Charles Rose, and I think he said they'd gone from something like 28. Officers to 4 or something like that. It's just awful.
I think it was 2 to do such an area, which included Burnham and the danger suit. 2 of them.
Woeful, absolutely woeful. But there are some things in the pipeline, some positive things in the pipeline. So again,
don't you feel that, Madam May, you go around in circles?
100%.
You know, we've been absolutely at the same points for years and years.
Absolutely. No, it is. And it's the same in my day job as well, and it becomes so frustrating when you go round and round and round in circles and get nowhere. But that's Maldon, yes, Councillor.
You talking about police and things, are you aware of the Coffee with Cops thing that happens?
Yes. We were instrumental in organising that, I think.
I went to the last one. Is it Fitzgerald King? Yeah.
Last one, yeah.
And the thing that sort of came out of it, and Claire from the police station, very last minute.
Yeah.
It wasn't advertised again.
No, it wasn't.
We need to have advance notice.
I've asked Claire that when she gets noted to let me know, and I'll try and let.
But it should come to the council.
They should let us know. Again, that's something I can take up if you just, make a note and remind me. Take it up with Chief Inspector Scott Haynes.
A couple of people turned up. We've had.
It's a shame though, isn't it?
Because
I picked up something that had been put out, but they didn't say where it was, and I went back and said, where?
Yeah.
Oh, these drugs.
Because they did a couple of cabins, didn't they?
Yeah, because we're the really issue of motorbikes.
So I'm sorry, I'm being inappropriate again, but there was, wasn't there?
Because they came came out, didn't he? Because we got a lesson on motorbike exhaust and then revving it and being, so we knew all about that. But that was really nice, because
that was
we had breakfast, but we had coffee and things, didn't we? So better results all in from the police about coffee with cops. Because they're really good.
They've done one in Atchington since, haven't
they?
Nobody really knew about it. People that went in to have a coffee or breakfast or whatever did actually sort of then afterwards decide to
have a word.
That bit nosy, I think, more than anything.
Yeah.
It definitely needs to be publicised.
That's the problem, isn't it? I mean, absolutely.
Which is why I said to Claire, like, as soon as you know next time, let me know.
And then we'll
I think she's getting more organised, isn't she? She's got a group now who can join.
I suppose it is with my Walden hat, with my crime disorder committee hat on. Had a very, very, because some of you may be aware there have been some issues around racism. Had a very, very positive meeting with the head of Ormiston, Gary Dyer from Community Engagement Team, and Lauren Green, the Essex County Council Youth Commissioner, with, on Friday, Ormiston. And there are a lot of positive things in the pipeline, and there's going to be a lot delivered by the youth service now in school. So, cautiously optimistic.
Is it Essex doing this?
Essex and Bolden. So, Bolden through Gary, who's the social behaviour officer, and Essex through their youth service. Mm. So, it's all about network, it's all about multi-agency networking, isn't it, really? So, so that was positive.
That's good.
Town Council representatives' reports, item 11. Any reps got anything?
Well, I went to the Burnham Week meeting. The main query is what's happening on Key Day. And I had to say that something is happening, but I'm not sure exactly what. Do we have an idea of what will be happening so that I can play it back to them? Or?
No, I'm looking at Councillor Wilson, who's our events person. We got that
well.
Far.
You had asked me to speak to Fiona, so I did speak to Fiona. She's obviously not planning to do anything. If we wanted to do something, she's happy to tell us what worked and didn't work last time. So it's up to council if we do want to do something.
Because we haven't organised it as a council before,
no,
and I know this. So again, we've really got our hands full with Jubilee, haven't we, this year?
I think, if it wasn't for Jubilee, I think it would be fine to take it on, but
I think it's too much with the lack of officer support that we've got. I think it's too much, so I'm tempted to propose that we pass on Key Day this year as a council event.
I wonder whether the Bistro would do something, because they did.
Well,
they did last year.
As a Sabri, I think that perhaps it might be worth having a word with them.
I'm sure they'd probably do something.
So, does that mean I can report back to Burnham Week, who are quite keen on Key Day as an integral part of the Burnham Week celebrations? It happens on the bank
holiday.
How hard
I had to fight for that.
Yeah.
Well,
you are joking.
I think that's possibly. We don't like it till we're forced to.
No,
yeah.
We don't want those people.
However, will of the meeting that I report back to them that there'll be no main council sponsored Key Day?
The council will sponsor a Key Day, but the council won't run a Key Day.
Yeah.
If somebody else wants
to. They're going to ask what sponsoring means.
They're going to ask us for money.
But we always did give the money. The money's not an issue.
If somebody else runs it and takes the liability.
I think the budget was £1,500, wasn't it?
No.
Wasn't it?
Never £1,500. We're never that generous.
Well, what?
No,
can
you
have
to,
I don't
made
see the
money
stated.
Back, TV, didn't it?
Yeah, but it was. I think they were given. Was it the 500 or the 1,000? I think 1,000 in the end. I think it was 1,000. But the money was generated by the stalls.
Yes.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
Yes.
But we did
yes.
underwrite it to the cost of something, which I thought was 1,500.
No,
if it wasn't.
It's the same as it's carnival. We can't do it. I'm sure it's the same as carnival, which is 1,000.
Yeah, I think
I've got figures.
I think it was about 1,000.
I'm sure it's
1,000. We got a lot of that back.
So if I can report back to Burnham Week, what we're saying is that we will not organise a key day. We would underwrite to the tune of £1,000 anybody who wished to organise the appropriate event.
If with the right paperwork, yes.
Well,
yes.
As long as
it's
filling the forms, yes.
That's
what we approve
as well.
I have
60%. Oh, well, no, I'll put it.
Right,
yes,
I can report. They also.
That's a resolution, isn't it?
Resolution,
yeah.
So,
yes,
that is a resolution. Well, yeah.
Someone's done their training, haven't they? Subject.
This is the clerk's training now, this is the council training.
So subject to grant, what are they terms, T's and C's? T's and C's. Council will
just put £1,000.
Will provide 1K support
funding
to.
That's it.
For Burnham Week.
Yeah.
For
Burnham Week. Yeah.
No, for Key Day, not Burnham Week.
For Key Day. Key Day. Okay. Sorry.
There was also discussion of the format of the cocktail party. They were talking about changing it from the way it is at the moment to a sort of a more open meeting for competitors. But I don't think it's likely to change. If it did change to a more open meeting for competitors, I think we would look at our sponsorship and not be taking part.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that.
Yeah, I do too.
But probably it will not change. It was just a bright idea that popped up for discussion. Now the other thing that I seem to be almost, this is not official, but I seem to be a liaison between the council and Churches Together. And Churches Together have asked, can they borrow the battery PA for their service on the quay on March the 23rd, which marks the anniversary of lockdown. I will collect and I will personally supervise the use of the PA, but if the council's happy, I will do that. Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Churches Together or OPA.
Yeah.
Councillor and
Councillor to supervise.
I think that's everything I have on report.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Councillor Keller. Any more reps? Well, any repping?
Carnival?
Done anything? We have had another carnival meeting. I mentioned to Duncan.
Yes.
Who's the rep for it? The person who's the rep speaks on it.
Someone officially got taken the role, I suppose. I was with a mate, but Diane got in contact with me to say that apparently they're saying they haven't received their money that we promised them, which I did speak to Councillor Stanton because I was wondering how to do it, and there was a cheque and it was cashed, and I can't remember the exact date he told me, she did give me an exact date, so they had had their cheque.
I just think she said I'd pass on the message.
What's the resolution? That we actually go back to the
there is
no
money.
It's been cashed.
Okay,
that's fine. Okay, is that everything on that?
Yep.
Hold on. Thank you. Okay, accounts and transfer of funds. Now, I know that I cannot thank Councillor Stamp enough for the work she's been doing on. So we are on I'm 12. We're on 12 or 13?
Yeah, we're on 12.
Yeah. 12. Yeah. So approve payment of accounts up to 4th of March and agree transfer of funds to meet council's financial requirements, so we've seen that, and we're
I could just say that
I'm
the,
going to hand over to you, Councillor.
Oh,
so
thank you.
Item, please. So.
Madam Mayor, looking at the account sheet, there's some things that I need to go through with the town clerk, which I would have done, but obviously she couldn't attend tonight, which is fair enough. So there's things that need to be added on before the end of March.
And if it's okay with this council, I would ask, I'd like to make a proposal that they delegate the authority to the town clerk with me as the general purposes coordinator to allow us to meet on the 28th of March to go through to make sure everything's added on that hasn't been added on, because there's a few things that hasn't been entered, Madam Mayor. And if this council, then we will bring the list to the next council meeting. So in theory, you're giving the trust to the clerk and me to enter it on prior to your approval. It's up to you whether you agree to it or not. I can send out the sheet, members, before we enter it on. So I'll make sure you all get a copy of everything before we enter it on, so you can see what we're doing. And then Joe and I will sit down on the 28th of March. We've made appointments, come into the office, and we're going to do everything on the Rialto system and try and do a bank reconciliation and everything.
I think we had a 7-3, didn't we?
Yeah, can I just ask just about okaying things for Unity Bank?
Yes, can you please not do it until the end of March, and then hopefully it'll be done, because I need to check. Because I can't check if somebody authorises it if there's not been a mistake made on entering, and it just makes it harder because I can't access the statements without a caboodle, and so I can't then immediately go in because it won't allow me to go into the screens.
So we don't do it here.
So if that's okay. Yeah.
It was only the wages last time, which I was informed by the people that wanted it, was quite urgent. Oh, the other thing is that. We did resolve at the last meeting to pay a charity, Andy Sadler. I can't remember.
Is that not on?
I can't remember. We agreed that we would actually, if necessary, provide a cheque.
I thought it was No, that's not the one that was reissued. That was the ALX charity. It was agreed to go to.
We donate 150 quid to Andy Sadler's favourite charity, which I can't remember what it was. It didn't happen.
So we are agreed on that, and I'd just like to call in. Thank you, Councillor Stanton, for that, the work that you've put in. So 12B, to know the comparison of actual budgeted payments and receipts to March.
It's somewhat difficult.
Deferred, and C, bank reconciliation is also deferred. Okay, item 13, grants and donations. I believe we have one, but we've got no paperwork, am I right?
Do we have a request?
I've just made that up. I do apologise for that. So no requests under item 13.
So that would mean we have £2,600 unawarded
to carry over.
That's such a shame, isn't it?
Yeah.
I was actually going to say through to Madam Chair, what do you want to do? Are you going to put that, or is it just going to be left, or are you going to put it in reserves in case something in nature reserves us?
I would suggest that we put it into grants and donations so that we can be a little more generous next year.
Yeah, I agree. Somebody might want to do a special, because we're really quite frugal normally. We usually give 100 or 200 or 300 quid. We don't normally give,
So is that a resolution to put it?
Donations.
Are we agreed?
Yeah.
Did we agree the previous resolution to delegate the power for?
Yes, we did. We very much did.
So move 2.6k into reserves.
Earmarked reserves.
Grants and donations.
Reserves for grants.
I think we agreed. Did we agree to agree to do it at 3?
It's 3-3.
Yeah. 3-3 was it?
Well,
oh, yes,
it's
on that list, isn't it?
As I understood it from Councillor Stamp's email, you were suggesting we put this on the next agenda.
No, it's on the agenda.
I misread this afternoon's email then.
No, I'd sent it out in February. It should have gone out to members in February. I know, because I sent it out today. Because it should have gone, if you look at the email trail, it should have gone in February.
Well, I read it and I agree with it.
So members, are we happy with that?
It formalises everything.
But it's great to give it to someone that's asking about it, and actually, you know, I've got the website advertising.
Well, so it can be in here as well, can't it?
Yeah,
people,
yeah.
You know, if you want a grant.
So a resolution that we agree and upload.
You're way ahead of me, Councillor Wilson. And again, thank you for that piece of work. Yeah, I think it is Providence Child Park Item 15. Update on work specification and quotation.
We haven't actually gone too much further with it because I want to try and get a meeting with Councillor Stamp and with Joe so we can actually sit down and work out exactly what's got to be done and how we're going to go about it. We're just trying to get the three of us together at a convenient time, so I'm still working on it. In the meantime, Councillor Stamp has very kindly managed to get hold of some documentation from MDC that we can use, that we can use as a template for laying out basically the plan, scope of works, etc.
I'm completely confused. So
I mean that's when we have a meeting and we can use that template and fill it out, and then I'll be in a position hopefully to be able to come to council and say, there you go, that's what we want to do.
I'm really hoping, sorry to interrupt you, that Joe helps on this, because I do think we need the clerk's input on this. I don't think it's fair that it's not, you know,
it's not.
I mean, it's what they provided is quite clear and well laid out, so you know exactly which way to go. And also, I've been looking at signage and stuff like that. But Councillor Stamp, I mean, we can't start by bringing that signage, so I'll talk to you about that later.
You're not
having
that
signage. Can I? It's wording we need to put on one.
Can I ask, there was another action point on Providence Car Park, which was the town clerk was to write for MDC to move the bins. Do you know if that has happened?
She has.
Good, thank you.
Written, and we've had sort of a response. it's ongoing, but it has been addressed.
It's been moved. They're going to be moved.
Yeah, they are going to be moved.
Good, thank you.
It's a case of week, really.
So we have no people driving into the mine. That's not better.
Thank you very much.
That's positive. It just sounds like things are moving. So
I think we'll try to do something for the next meeting.
Not a resolution from that for this meeting.
So that needs to be a standing item on the agenda.
Yeah.
So just got agreed. Is that agreed, members? Is it standing on
as
one agenda?
Agreed. We've already started an agenda list for next month. So I'm being a bit proactive.
Standing up tonight.
Okay. Thank you very much. Okay. Item 16. Platinum Jubilee celebrations. So to discuss any potential celebrations, gifts, bench, book festival, CVS, and pass any resolutions as necessary. So one by one. Potential celebrations. I think we need to hone it.
Is it both of you?
Yep.
Who's going
first?
Stop your pipers. Yeah, I have tracked down a piper who's available. He's got 32 years experience playing bagpipes. I will play you a little.
Must you?
So this is him on YouTube basically playing, so he can obviously basically he's got the programme and because he has to learn a new tune and play it without music, which is especially written.
How would anybody notice if he didn't play it?
He wouldn't. Taking that into consideration, his travel and time at the event, his cost would be £200.
Oh, I think that sounds rather reasonable, actually.
Do you know what? It occurred to me like three times that.
I did. Well, I think that's very reasonable.
The website
15-year-old child is for a phone.
Can I get him to formalise?
Yes, can we do a proposal that we, members, can we? Can I?
Yeah.
I propose that we accept the quote that the council.
His name is Stephen Watterson.
So when's he actually doing it?
It will be on the 2nd of June. It followed the
plan. It's 9:09 p.m. till 9:15 p.m. And there's a
6 minutes long.
So it's part of the national.
6 minutes long.
Yeah.
6 minutes. Yeah.
And if it ends before that, he starts again. Do you know the difference between an onion and a set of bagpipes?
I'm sure you're going to test.
Nobody cries when you cut up a set of bagpipes in half.
I sincerely hope our prospective collector is not going to listen to the recording of this meeting.
Just do we know whether it's we registered with the pageant master?
We need to do a formal invite, don't we, to the High Sheriff. I don't know if that's been done. Should I put that down as a...
Yes, please.
What's High Sheriff, sorry?
Yeah. That's pageant master, isn't it?
One is to register with the pageant master.
Yeah, which we couldn't do until we had all the other information, couldn't we?
Yeah.
So we needed to find that to his company.
And invite the dignitary, the High Sheriff.
Liz Tolhurst is my next door name.
The other thing was Councillor Coles was going to liaise with Steve Fairclough from
the fire. Yeah, I don't know about Steve.
Keep it.
What was that
to do
with?
To light the beam.
We need
the
fire beam as well.
I know Kelvin is speaking to him, but
I seriously want to go up on a show people and do it, but Elf is actually not going to let me away.
I'll just have we registered? Right, is that it for the beacon lighting?
Top work, guys, in organising all this.
So for the Saturday, we need to have agreed, can we agree, sorry, 1,100 for the inflatables. That's for 4/5 inflatables manned plus VAT. This is what Kelvin said. Because obviously they have other bookings, so we need to agree whether we want to pay that or not.
I'm going to say no. And the reason I'm going to say no is because my understanding of this, correct me if I'm wrong, is that this is bounce castles. Now, Bounce Castle's in a windy town. I don't know if any of you have read the government guidance on that.
We've had the Morgan guidance that's been sent through.
Because I have read the government guidance, but if you read the Morgan guidance, I would imagine it also says that you need to have somebody constantly taking wind readings with an anemometer throughout the time that they are being used.
And so that would be a member of staff, or somebody would have to be specifically doing that and recording it. And I did speak to Kelvin the other day following this, and you've really got to check with our insurance company first anyway.
Yeah, so Joanna has sent it over to you.
Yeah,
sure. To us. And it's... Yeah, it's a massive document, I'm not going
to lie. It's 28 pages.
Yeah.
I mean, I am... And that's not... Sorry to interrupt you, and that's not our... request. That's just the Maldon's basic terms and conditions, and that's not filling the form in, and that's not adhering to all the other side issues and the insurance, our insurance company.
I mean, the only area in my life where I do tend to be excessively risk averse, perhaps, is when it comes to safeguarding children, and I am not comfortable with bouncy castles.
I have to agree, I said this in the meeting in your absence. I just think it's the wrong location.
Yes.
One small one in the garden for a few 5-year-olds, but on a river location. There's been too many children maimed and killed with them over the years.
So, all I'm asked constantly is, burden doing anything. So,
general idea then was that we was going to do the arena and have the community people have the stalls. So then, if we have the arena, so I've had the quotes through from Peter May for 150, can we...
I thought that had been agreed at the last meeting.
No, we said we were going to bring it up as an overall plan. So, I mean, can I go back to Peter May and say, yes, we'd love to have you, and then do we then have authorisation to then start booking in people to have the stalls around? So we're just going to have an arena and stalls in.
So are we going to have the old-fashioned games, sack races and...
So we were going to ask Kaz Bentham Wormley to do that, because he'd done it at the last, like, key game and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I totally see it's a good day, isn't it?
Yeah.
We're doing an ice cream van, aren't we, so?
What?
Thingy check.
He is, because he runs the sports clubs.
Yeah.
He's a teacher.
Make sure he's there. Yeah. Make sure he's got enough fun.
Okay.
Right.
So I think we've got to do it in split. I think, to be fair to Kelvin and the events committee, who has put a lot of work into it, I think we need to take a vote on the bouncy castles so it's actually clear. Because I think
well,
some
you're right,
we
absolutely do, and that's democracy.
And then, and then we need to vote on what was discussed before. I don't think Madam Mayor was here, actually,
no,
when we discussed that.
Before, so.
But I think everything else that was discussed was great fun, wasn't it?
Yes.
Kelvin did send over quotes for the ice creams, but we don't.
I've not seen the quotes.
Seen any ice
creams?
I think the confusion over the ice cream and the confusion over other things was how it would be distributed. And I think we were suggesting that, well, I was suggesting that it's on a while stocks last basis, whereas it was agreed that there was some a token basis. Now, I was not quite sure how we would police that.
See, I believe the best way to do it would be to give, so if we're giving out souvenirs to the children, we give them a token with a souvenir.
Yeah.
I believe that's
that
easy as well.
Yeah.
Because
and you don't think that would cause problems like John had a token but he's lost it?
Their problem, isn't
it?
Well,
it's their problem
then,
isn't it?
Well,
I
think it's a fun day, and I think you should. I think so. The cost of an ice cream.
Not
off the top of my head, but I mean, we're looking at. So when I've done the figures for the children, it's just under 1,000 children. So it'd be for 1,000 ice creams.
I know he got. I think he got 1,000 ice creams for the price of 800.
Just give them away, you know, to the first 1,000 kids that arrive. I see,
because some kids will come back for two or three.
Yeah.
You do it
as
a token basis, I do believe that.
I really think a token is bureaucracy, and I think it's unnecessary.
Well, they can just not even have a token, they can just bring their souvenir.
Yeah, bring their
So you have a token, which it gets you an ice cream, then you can bring your souvenir brochure and get another ice cream?
Yeah, true.
I mean,
stick the token in the little pouch that they're going to get their souvenir.
It's part of the goodie bag thing, isn't it?
So
it's
just conscious that Kelvin will need to book this ice cream.
Yeah,
we can agree with you. I thought
we'd agree
with
the ice
cream.
Can
we propose that we agree 1,000 ice creams?
Can I also...
What, subject to cost or what?
No, just 1,000 ice creams.
We agreed, didn't we, to have a little cornet with a flake, because we were laughing at me because about the cost.
Or a lolly.
Well, there was also discussion at the last one about entrances and giving people things at the entrance competition.
Yes, that was a token idea, yeah.
Yeah, now, that seemed to be completely out of court, because people will be coming in from all sorts of directions. There were an awful lot of ideas floated around, but I think a lot of them were sort of just floated and left in the air. And I think what we need to do is to nail down exactly what we're going to do. Are we going to have a competition?
So I think what we wanted to do is have the arena and then have community stalls. So not stalls selling stuff, stalls for community, so like the pubs, the churches, the museum, like all you know, quite all different.
That would be fine.
People to have gazebos.
Yeah, definitely.
I think that's the sort of general idea of what we would all approve.
And then the arena with some music. So if we approve, if we agree the 1,000 ice creams, we agree the Peter May 150 for hosting the arena. And then
we're going to do a timetable type.
So then we'll bring that back to next council to approve that, but just the overall basic idea.
Yeah.
Can I ask how we're constructing the arena? straw bales or what?
No, bunting. So Diane's got a lot of bunting.
Are they giving you the sticks to put in the ground?
We can source those. We can get those.
So it would be nice.
Very
just
nice.
The thing that was left over from last time was whether we were going to get food vendors.
I think it's a picnic, people should bring their own.
Otherwise, you've got to pay for the venue.
It also absolves us of any responsibility of people bringing their own picnic. So if anyone does get food,
we
don't
sell it.
You can't bring your own picnic, but you get
entertainment. I thought we said in that singing band. Well, we're having a singing band.
We should definitely have a singing band. No, so we've got people that will come and sing, so we can ask, Tommy and Carl, we said about
jive dancing. I thought we'd talked about having a jazz or a swing.
No, so we're going to have the music playing, and then Diane knows people that will teach, will help people how to jive and stuff.
I think you need a musical.
Well, we can try and put that into the schedule, but it's just trying to.
I think we're very lucky to get
anything at the moment.
As fast as Kelvin's getting something in place,
they're getting booked. Once we have the arena booked, we can then work on a studio.
Excellent big band that used to play. God, what's the name of it, Bob? The name of the cup that the Burnham Marina, the yacht race.
Oh, the Tucker Brown Cup.
Tucker Brown Cup, and they'd have a big marquee out up at the marina, and a big swing band would come and play. And I could find out who they are.
Well, that's the SPM of the day. She had bands.
Yeah. Can I interrupt at that point? I'm running the Friday picnic for the church with Fiona.
Yep.
And the big band that she has access to, the bloke she has access to, is on holiday on holiday at that time, so can't make it.
Well, I think once we've now got the arena confirmed and approved in council, we can then go back, work on what can go in the arena and bring it back to council.
Yes.
That makes sense.
Through you, Madam Mayor, if you can source a band or something, you've got, I think, did we agree 5,000 or 7,000? You know, we're near spending that sort of money, so you could have a huge chunk on a big band.
Yeah,
that's your atmosphere. You've got to have some sort of music. I don't want a bit of soulless or something on there, do you? You could do that in your own kitchen. You want something so they get a bit jiggy.
When he's getting jiggy.
Well, but you do, don't you?
When I was on the lifeboat, we were doing fundraising for the new floating boathouse, and we had various events, and one was down the road there, I can't remember the name of the house now, but it's in their backyard, and we got a jazz band that was part of one of the army bands, I can't remember exactly which one. They actually performed privately under, it was Neptune something or other, I can't remember the exact name, but I can see
if I can find out. Because then you could theme the event maybe a little bit around the band, the music. So if people want to dress up, I mean, Jenny dressed up for the one that was at the church on many times. It was good though. I can remember watching you with your kids walking down the road, church road, and the picnic.
Yeah. I've got the 50s picnic basket as well.
Councillor Wilson, Councillor Johnson.
Just with regard to site clearance, I've been asking my sort of litter pickers to sign up for shifts, but obviously if they're not going to be covered by insurance, then we will need to pay some of
those. I think they will be covered. No, they're covered. You've just got to find out. You might probably have to put an extra premium on our current insurance.
No, I just wanted to say that doesn't, I don't know what's on there.
So, and the other one, is there approval to start contacting clubs or whatever they are to
start arranging it?
Can we resolve that? Thank you.
What time's the event going to start?
We've done 11 till 4, didn't we?
That's a good.
Jeez, it's nice, isn't it?
Nice and warm. Hope it's not here
then. No.
If it rains, it rains. It's not. We've got a storm here, so similar now. imagine. Super. Is that it for celebrations for now?
Celebrations, yeah.
So next is the souvenir gifts for residents. Now we've had an approach from Impermark, I think it is, at Dalwick, who did the ones for the 2012 one. And we've got stuff, haven't we?
Yeah, so I've got
stuff on a bit of paper,
yeah.
Yeah.
Got a picture of it. What the, is it
yeah.
A fun thing?
They're
underneath
the poster. Yes, here they are. So, these are the ones. So, there was three that I found. So, there were some out there that are quite plasticky and quite nasty looking. The top one is a coin on a cardboard backing card that we can personalise. So it will have, you know, some jubilee that we can add from Burnham Town Council or something. The second one is a similar coin, but it's in a nice pouch, like a little velvet pouch. And then the third one is an actual medal.
Ah, the top one.
Oh,
like
it's personalised.
Exactly.
Because it's personalised, exactly.
Yeah. And I mean, it does come in a little plastic.
Sorry, I haven't seen that.
Oh,
just,
I think it looks
quite
a little certificate thing.
If you give a kid it in a little fabric bag and mum puts it in the cupboard to keep it safe, damp and things can get on it, sealed in that plastic bag, in 20 years' time, it's going to be in pristine condition.
Just worries me. You may be right, but it just worries me what the backlash is going to be that we give something out in plastic.
I think that we're hoping that people will hang on to these and they remain intact.
Okay.
It's a valid problem.
We didn't do it in preschool.
I think Councillor Dunley's got a point, though.
I'm sure she has, but I just think that somebody will say to us,
Well, I will take the flak for that then.
If we just say that's what they're coming, so.
Are we saying, you know, pending the quality being acceptable?
Yeah. When it gets delivered, I can sort of. The reason why I put 1,000, just in case anyone has any bills, is I've gone on Ofsted. So Burnham has 421, Severus have 209, so that comes to 630. But then if we take into account approximately 100 for SEN, 100 for homeschooling, and 100 for children that live in Burnham that go to Southminster or Bradwell or elsewhere, that comes to 9:30, and I thought we don't want to run out.
What about the nursery?
The
nursery preschool.
My concern is that little Johnny's going to get one.
And
Johnny's pretty right. But then you say that for high school, don't you? So where do you stop, I guess?
You mean one of the oldest kids at St Mary's will get one, and one of the youngest kids at
the nursery one. So
yeah.
I mean, we can increase the numbers. They're worked out £1 each plus VAT.
Preschools really?
I would put it in a memory box.
So do we need to add on the numbers at the preschool?
So just preschool.
Close to home, you've got the preschool at the...
I know, so there are four, aren't they? They've got 70. Close to home, probably 15. they're quite
yes.
small, so they've only got about 25.
Yeah.
So probably number 200 then.
Yeah, I think.
Would you want to go 250 just to be pretty
yeah.
sure? So
yeah.
125,
yeah.
I mean.
Yeah,
thanks.
I don't want that something to be left out.
So then cost will obviously go up slightly.
Yeah.
but yeah, so when that comes around, when it gets delivered, I will share the...
Hang on, well, it says £1,000 each, £1,200. So what?
Because it's plus VAT.
Oh, sorry, plus VAT.
So that was the children's souvenirs. So the adult souvenirs, because we said just about having a leaflet. So I've just gone on to some like standard free websites to print. They're all quite fast in quality. So the first one is 5,000.
Where's this information?
I'm not sure. There's no pictures. We haven't the leaflet yet. So we've just got three quotes in.
So what? What's it going to feel like? Is it the old-fashioned stuff? You must have seen. Is A4 folded?
So they're all three A4 folded. So you've got one, two, three, four sides that you can print on.
Yeah.
It doesn't include the actual designing, but that's quite easy to do.
Old-fashioned paper.
You've got the brands on the thing.
Yeah.
But is it old-fashioned?
But that's how you do your print. So the actual paper is just going to be standard paper. The old fashioned would come in the design.
Okay.
If that makes sense, right?
The grey.
Yeah, so we do the background on the design as, you know, like a tea stain, but it wouldn't be on the actual paper. So the top one is 170 GSM, the second one's 170 GSM, and the third one is 135 GSM. Which is probably thicker than paper, but thinner than card.
Yeah.
I guess is the best.
Actually, 170 GSM is still not a substantial card, is it? I mean, it's thick paper, but
it's thick paper.
It's
not
card. It's a souvenir. You're expecting
it's more like leaflet material, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, for example, when I print cards at home, I print on 250 gram.
Yeah.
Because that's much nicer, and I have a feeling that. You know, 170 gram is going to be a little bit insubstantial for a souvenir.
So we can go up to, it goes up to 350.
Well,
so
we won't
go
to 350.
It's too thick though,
wouldn't
it?
Yeah. 250 would be better, I think.
Does that look like they'll fold in it?
It looks like it.
Yeah, it looks fine, it looks like a greeting card, I guess.
Cool. Yeah.
So what's going on there?
So one page will be a schedule of what the events are on the day, and the Thursday sort of the whole schedule of the weekends.
Right.
And the rest will be sort of, I guess, a slight tribute to the Queen.
Mm-hmm.
The
coronation though, hasn't it?
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's a bit of a schedule, a bit of a tribute,
yeah.
and a slight. Lean towards the actual original coronation leaflet. So
yeah,
that
which is on eBay. You can find
it
on eBay.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It'd be nice to sort of base it around that design.
Make
it similar.
Yeah, and some old black and white or some picture or something. That,
absolutely.
You know, yeah.
But yeah, I haven't done any designs yet.
Sounds good. Maybe the museum could help you with a photo from your, you know,
I think less is more though. Don't go cramming it.
I think actually you've got the point if you can find the original one, then
it's on
eBay. There's copies online.
There's loads
on eBay. It was just to obviously ask. I mean, we don't need to order them now, so that's not a problem. But are we happy with 5,000?
We've got 8,000 people here.
Quite frankly, when you're doing a print, the actual number, if you want to go from 5,000 to 6,000, but the increase is minimal.
Yeah.
You know, so if we get an original quote for 5,000 and suddenly decide we want more, the actual extras peanuts.
We can't really bring a sort of bit of a prototype design back to the next meeting.
I think I said there were 3,654 homes in Burnham.
3,654
homes. I got that from Morgan.
So 5,000 sounds plenty.
Yeah.
Big time show band or whatever, this is a really nice night, no disrespect, but you want this to be classy and that it's
yeah, it needs to be sort of a bit towards the original one.
Yeah, historic.
Yeah,
you know.
Lovely.
Sounds alright. And I've done love. Brilliant.
Yeah.
And
I'm going
to
speak
to
Kazuk. Definitely that one.
Okay,
so that's good. So, Councillor Stamp.
Yeah, we did this because you missed all this because you weren't at the last meeting. Because it's this bench, and we agreed at the last meeting because we got money for the locality fund.
Fab,
so
we agreed it. Crack on.
Yeah, but there's a bigger picture that we did talk about, and we thought the idea was quite good. And I want to include Diane in this.
Yeah,
because she might end up doing a lot of it as well. She's got time. Where anybody could help. This area outside here, Madam Mayor, where the decaf box and plants is, that looks an absolute dreadful state at the moment. But you've got three benches there, and I did look at them before I came in. They're all absolutely knackered. We've got a concrete bin there that looks awful. The concrete steps are actually falling apart and broken, so there's a health and safety issue. And the vision that we talked about was to redo that whole area as a project.
Excellent.
And make that the bench there and have it as a memorial, a Queen's.
Excellent.
You know, like Tommy, was it?
Jubilee Memorial.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And if you look at the town sign, did you notice underneath?
Yes.
Yeah. And the idea of that, if you agree with the town signs, is that would come off and it would go in a pride of place on a wall here.
Oh,
so it's like
a
very
nice little area there.
Yes, so
that,
a reflection area, reflective area, like what Tommy is.
Yeah,
a lot of people sit outside Tommy.
They
do,
and
they sit and it would be nice for us.
It goes to sunny there,
So, yeah, that's the idea, but it sort of came from that bench. And I've sent the details to Jo when she's ordered it, because she's got to then recharge that to Essex County Council for the locality fund money now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we don't need to do a resolution because we've already done one.
No, the resolution for that's done,
right.
But the rest of it I wanted to tell you because you wasn't here last time.
Oh, I'm very excited about that, Councillor.
Do we need a resolution to seek quotes for the landscaping of that?
Yeah, can we actually start that and come with some quotes if anybody's got any suggestions of, you know, I mean, we need to look, is the decaf continuing doing that?
I mean, I've spoken to them informally, and because they're not meeting here and some of their members are now very unsteady on their feet, they were concerned about how uneven it was out there. And obviously, I can get that clarified. But could it be a community bed? Could we get someone? Would there be a group?
Well, the community bed was talked about going over by the library, where that was discussed at that time.
I'd rather
not have a community bed
if
we was having that, because I think it needs to be set up really nice and looked after, like the Tommy Garden is out here. I'd rather not, but if members...
I mean, I tell you what I would really like to do. Don't know whether we could do it or not. But I know that because I know that the person who's mainly been responsible for that, who is the gardener from the decaf, is actually moving away. What I would really like to propose, if it can be done and if Molden was would agree. Now I know that Sue Finch, who supervises the volunteers, she did a bed for, was it the British Legion?
At Molden.
Nobody knows those kind of special commemorative beds like Sue Finch does.
Let's get her.
And I'd like to propose that we involve her.
Yeah, ask her to design it. I'm quite easy to
I would absolutely love to
put in the work.
If we could make that as a
resolution
to write to Sue Finch. To propose and request that Sue Finch
design
a memorial bed for the Jubilee.
Do we then need to look at the ongoing costs of maintaining it, planting it, And can that be done by one of our existing
skippers?
The main thing is to get somebody to kangaroo it out and level it, because it's not disabled friendly or wheelchair friendly or anything.
Well, the thing is, because Sue Finch's role is currently volunteer supervision, that's hopefully again something that she might be able to guide us and help us out.
Yeah, we need to dig it out. It's not an easy job to do. I think
it was designed so that people could sit on the edge and garden on it, because that was what was needed at the time.
So is there two resolutions for this? The first one is to ask Sue Finch to request the design and then to get through landscaping quotes.
No, we'll just do Sue. We'll just contact Sue Finch to ask if she would like to design it, and we will then make sure it is ability friendly, and we'll contact other groups. So it's a project.
It's last time, you can't get up there, can you, with a wheelchair?
No, and it's very dangerous. You can trip up, because it's not well.
It's lethal.
I know there is a light there. That we didn't budget for this, so we would have to come to council to bring a resolution to buy the money from reserves if we then, but in principle we like the idea.
We've
got to then agree.
Super, excellent. And that brings us on, I think that's the last Julie thing for now, which is the book festival. And I know that it's been a little bit difficult and fractious with this, so I'm hoping we can still get it to happen
they're going to go on regardless. Unfortunately, the Essex Book Festival brochure went to print today, so our logo couldn't be included in that. So they will be holding the event on the 2nd of June.
So will be happening regardless.
So will be happening.
That's
good news.
That's fine. They were keen to partner with us, I think, as a town council and joint working.
And I think from my perspective, there is much of it, as I've said, is to do with our kind of lack of officer capacity to normally arrange something like that. But from a sort of lessons learned point of view, it is. And again, I am coming from a world where you absolutely never agree to anything whatsoever until you've seen absolutely all the paperwork.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, because it was registered, they did we want to go into it with them, so they weren't going to start giving us paperwork, at that point, and we could have just said yes or no.
It's a chicken and egg, isn't it? Because my response to that would be, send me the paperwork and then I'll decide. So
it wasn't really that kind of thing.
Can we just be a bit more
I'm not going to say, we'll partner with somebody unless
I think we still have an unanswered question, which is number three. What role would the council want to play? And I couldn't see a role for us at any point.
Just
as a partner.
Saying, hello, come on in and welcome.
I mean, had we decided...
Come into our town and welcome.
Had, for example, we decided that the mayor would do one of the storytelling sessions, or that councils would turn up and help you. That's something, but I don't see if there was a role for it.
Happy to walk up and do that.
No, it's just that Louisa still has fought very hard to get an event for Burnham from the Essex Book Festival. We're always kind of left out.
And this came up the well-being thing. She came into our meetings there and then said, would you be interested in this? And obviously we said, they would organise it. And talking about that, what is this? One that's happening on the 26th of March that Malden District Council are coming up and down High Street.
That's a Leander thing, isn't it?
No, it's not. It's not a Leander thing. It's she's been in my shop several times, but it's Malden District Council, they're doing an event on the same day, and they tended it out to various event organisers because they had some money left in their welcome back funds. So they're doing an event in Malden and an event
But how do we know about this?
I asked her about this. The day it was put on the Facebook group was the day that it was organised. So no one was actually consulted. But it is being run fairly well, in fairness.
And it's not that it's not being run, it's just that when you think that they say they were going to do this in the town.
Leander
Cable would have spoken about it at February's meeting, because it is debris for the Welcome Back Fund. So again, she wanted to come and tell us about it. But,
no, I was just like, it's suddenly there. Yes. You think, well, hang on, we're having a problem getting agreement to do things that you want to do. You know, we've been very careful around that. And please don't get me wrong, welcome that there's something going on in our town. Why don't we know about it?
We've had Malden District. Don't you remember me and you in that stand up row? I won't mention the officer's name. I signed them off.
I won't mention
the officer's name. And we was in the reception, and they'd organised something and hadn't told us, and he turned around and he said, it's on a need to know and you don't need to know to me. And
I think that was the point when we threatened to put him in a cupboard.
We did, and nothing.
No, so I was just thinking, for you, you're struggling to do something.
No. And
they're just
it's frustrating to see it at first, but actually when she talked to me through the plans, despite not being involved in the plans, it's a very well-laid out.
I think it sounds like a really good day. I'm not saying any of that.
It's just like Viola's for
that's really like what it was about.
It's on Malden land, and what they don't have to let us know. Yeah. It's just us.
I know.
So
we will be putting paper in the cupboards again.
So if you just want a quick outline of what they're doing, so they're starting an Easter trail at the library. It's working down the town, so all the shops have got posters in the windows, or will be putting posters in the windows. There's going to be a stage set up at the War Memorial outside the cabin.
But it's on the cabin's land, isn't it? It's not on our land.
Yes, no, it's on the cabin's land, Pepper Pig will be at the church, because they tried to get it... I think they tried to put Pepper at the ship, and the ship said no. So Pepper's going to be at the church, and then on the 5 car parking spaces, they've had authority to close them the night before. The ones that are basically outside my shop. So, not one stop, the other side. So they got the first 5. So originally they wanted all of it, and Highways declined it because of the disabled access, so fair play to them. So they got 5, they're having a big marquee set up in the morning, and another separate marquee, and they're giving away 3 tote bags that have got like Burnham on or whatever.
Sure.
They're having a park marquee where all the children can do pot planting, so they're all... So it's in reference to planting a new beginning, so they all get to plant like a sunflower or something.
So is it doing a road closure?
Mm. No, so it's only in the car parking spaces.
But how's that
going to
work then?
Address thing, and I couldn't help it. I looked at it, it's S. First
the alphabet to me is not S, so is it alphabetical? No, obviously not, you've got Burnham, so you've got sports. Could I suggest, you can say no, could I suggest that the sports clubs and everything move down and the health and wellbeing and the emergency type numbers and the
absolutely
sport groups move further down?
Yeah,
and sort of
say
we want
a problem.
Sports,
not
things.
A problem.
Yeah.
Shift that around, it's not a problem.
Thank you.
It's literally where I started.
Yeah, well, I gathered it. It's not criticism, it's
no,
an observation.
No, no.
And
move.
I just thought.
It's not a problem,
yeah.
Not a problem. You look at something long enough and you just don't get.
Yeah, well, looking at that, I'm doing my eyes in.
It's
helping
me.
Yeah.
No,
but
you can
just
my
eyes in.
And I think, you know, it's really so that we can use this as a go to.
Yeah. And when you get your website, those links will go live to those things.
Yeah.
So that's something that you will have to do on your terms of reference,
yeah.
Maybe.
A massive piece of work. Thank you both.
Okay, and then we will then come for some budget because we will want to do some advertising around it.
I can see cats have rules in it.
I'm sorry. I guess Mark is not here, but I did email her during the week or the end of the week last week after picking up on something on Facebook on. Like a house,
yeah,
the state where I saw it.
Yeah.
And Councillor Mumford came back to me with a whole list of information, direction to go in, how to go about it, and all the rest of it. So, just like you know, she's
very thorough.
Yeah,
she's
that's her
focus. Yeah,
she's
a lot of questions. She took a couple of days, but she came back to me with quite comprehensive.
Certainly needs to be an action code back and reported.
Basically, someone waited 7 hours for an ambulance and they were told she didn't actually need it, even though she got head injury that needed stitching.
Oh no, that's right. To my mum and look where she never done.
Yeah.
Can we do this in 10 days, guys?
Yeah,
I think so.
Definitely. Before you move on, Madam,
yes.
I've got agenda item 17. I just thought if members hadn't received the stuff, do you get stuff from the Essex Association or do you have to wait until you get it from the town clerk? Because on today's, did you get it? Oh, right.
Yeah.
On today's, which I thought was really good for health and wellbeing, you've got all the stuff to do with Ukraine stuff.
Yeah.
So, because everybody's been asking, I've been forwarding all the information on to Mary Ann because she's been asking me, but you need to make sure, if you don't get this, let me know because
I
won't get it straight away.
I'm getting it installed on.
The town clerk should send this. We should get this as the thingy. So can you just, you've never seen it. All the stuff that comes from the ELC is brilliant. It keeps you up to date with what's going on at Essex, not a lot in the district, but Essex and the ELC. And all the new laws. Yeah, just put that.
I can ask Julie, because I think Julie gets that. I can ask Julie to send it around.
Yeah, so if you just put on there, ask Julie to send it around. It's this
association,
they do county updates, they do weekly updates, they do the job advertisements, they do, you know, asking for all sorts of stuff. It's really good. That's I'm vice chair of it. There's two of us vice chair and chair.
Thank you. Okay, moving on, item 18, Burnham in Falloon. Would we like to have one?
Yes, we'll meet with them. Agreed?
Sorry,
yes,
agreed. We would like to have
one. Template to set it up with Diane.
Yeah.
Because you need to be the person in there.
I'm happy to do it, but I'm not doing it on my own.
Oh, no, you can't do it on your own.
No.
We all
I mean,
I can
bring some historical knowledge to this because I have been involved in a couple,
yeah.
So I'm happy
we
to
all
help.
Have
I'll organise the do.
Yeah, they're easy. The clerk organises the day because they're easy to do.
Hand up,
yeah. So that's it. That's a yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Super. Resolved. Marvellous.
What is the resolution? Sorry.
We would like
to
arrange
a meeting.
Yeah. Who arranged
it? Environment coordinator and town clerk to take forward. Now, before we get lost in ourselves, and item 19, is that it on 18?
Yeah.
I'm going to fly in with a proposal straight away on this one, which is that we split the hours equally between all the areas.
Agreed.
Can we agree that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we have.
Marvellous.
Yes. Super.
I think it would be useful. One of the things that we were going to look was at the actual number of hours we get.
But we haven't got that.
We haven't got that.
We haven't got the SLA with us, so
right.
I think that's all we can do, Bob, at this point.
The only thing I
otherwise we won't get anything.
Yeah, that's fine, we can split it as we like, but my point remains that splitting 25% of our time on some of the activities means that we won't really get very much at all. I think we, if we actually itemise the areas where the time is being spent, I think you'll find that the time that they would spend, for example, on speeding is, well, ineffective.
I think we've just agreed it, Bob, unfortunately.
No, I'm thinking that, but I'm saying that the reason I didn't vote to agree with it is that I think if you look at that, if we really want to make a difference to things like speeding, we need to increase our allocation of cash.
And I think in future we do need to look at that, as we don't have the information that
right.
We need to address that right now. I think we have to do what we can.
And they're flexible. I mean, if it doesn't come through this town, I mean, I've got to come in as a district councillor and do things under a different thing.
So
a little bit
of
legal
ability
to do it.
And also as an Essex councillor.
So can we move on? Can we get
yes,
this? Yes,
can
we sign
can.
Up?
Because I
Charlie.
Am so excited
well,
about
well,
you
may not
side.
Like it.
I know,
you
no,
like
I do
it.
Like
it,
but well, I like one. So I'm going to hand it. I like more, but I particularly like one. So I'm going to hand it over to you.
All right. Well, can we rule out the ones we don't like?
There's only one. I mean, for me, and that's me. The only one, and I don't know why it is, but just for some reason, visually, number two doesn't work for me.
So which size? Tell me the size.
So the size that I don't want is 1800 by 860.
Yeah, I've put no on that.
Marvellous. My very favourite one.
I didn't like it.
How big is that one? Can I just ask?
That's
no,
yeah,
do you know, the one, actually, the one that I like best, which also says the same. No, the one that I don't like, Council Stamp,
yeah.
We're talking, because they're the same size, the one I don't like is 115mm condensed and bolder Times New Roman. The one that I like very much.
What, the 90? With the 90mm? 90mm condensed bolder Times
face. So 100, the 90mm is okay. The 115mm is an absolute vision no for me.
Yeah.
And the 95mm is my favourite.
Yes, but I agree. The 95 is 70.5 inches by 34 inches, and that's 95mm Times New Roman type face.
Yes,
that's the one I like.
That one, I like.
Yeah, I like that one. But you see, that's 1800, which I think might be too big. What did you say that one was done?
What's
1.5
inches then?
70.5 inches.
Where did I write it down?
How many inches is that?
It's all right, Dan.
An inch is 4 yards, 4 foot.
What's that in centimetres?
122.
So this sign would be bigger than that.
Yeah. So that's 48. You see, that's why I wondered if with the one we may end up with is the 1500 by 750.
That one is also acceptable to me. It's only the middle one that just jars my eyes for some reason. Yeah.
So number one.
Yeah.
In terms of
So it's the 1500 by 750. Yeah.
Can that change the condensed font in it though? Does it have to be condensed like that? Why can't it stretch out a little?
As in
ratio.
I think the one that she'd done before was too wide. The lettering was too wide, but I wanted it balanced. So that's why we've moved some of this. This has taken about 4 or 5 different attempts to try and make it balanced.
No,
it's just that the writing, their font is slightly taller and thinner, isn't
so
it?
So which font do you want?
I like the font on number 3, which is it's shorter and faster.
Yeah.
Tell me the name of the font and I'll change.
So it's
95mm times New Roman.
So we want 95, not 90. Is that what you're saying to me?
And not condensed.
And not condensed. I think it's condensed that's the problem.
Yeah, the condensed means the font is squished.
Yeah, okay. So we want that one.
Yeah.
Right.
We want it unsquished.
So number one.
Yeah.
Number one,
but unsquished. Right, so it's going to be wider, but it's actually going to be...
Squatter. Yeah, which
is
what I wanted to go down like that.
Yeah.
So the next point is, it's in two parts, this.
Yes.
Because obviously we had a flower bed, and we don't want a flower bed because it looks horrible. And I've done loads of research to try and find a really nice, black, old-fashioned flower bed to go in there, and I can't find one. So if you find one, let me know. So what I'd like is, and I've seen a picture of this. Where's the picture? If I pass it round, look at Wokingham. If you go around, pass it. And I think I found out how to do it, and that's to get two of these, you know, that you put on the side of the wall of your house, and put them back to back,
uh-huh.
So you can see one side and one the other side, and plant them. So, and they're £84.99 for a set of two.
Yeah.
That works.
So we'd
need
four then?
No.
We should be
on the South Mitchell Road because it's too
dangerous.
It's too
dangerous.
Oh, okay.
Do you like that? Yeah, that's just, it's more simple. And it's cheaper,
that.
We can do it more seasonal.
Yeah. Looks nice.
So members, though, on a serious note, for two, if you look at the costings, we might want to look at doing our own installation. I've gone for us getting them to install it in case we can't find somebody. What I was going to suggest, if anybody knows, or if anyone wants to put it on Facebook or somebody, I'd rather have a professional if they could do it.
Because
I've also said they will have to set the old one down and put the new one up.
Yeah.
So that we'll have to get hold of Highways. I think I'm going to have to ask to do it.
Yeah.
But looking at it, members, it is over £10,000 for the two signs.
Including installation?
Yeah, including everything, hopefully.
What's in the budget?
Well, it's not that, because I think we've been putting two grand away for the past two or 3 years.
We might have five.
I think we should have more than that.
I mean, I really like it. I think it's really nice.
Well, we've got the money.
We've been waiting so long. And every time I drive past, and now all that hedgerow's been cut down on the Malden Road, it looks even sadder, doesn't it?
It
looked all right before with the planting that you
and
Barry had planted, but now it just looks very sorry for itself. And I don't even want to talk about the one on the South Minster Road.
So can we agree? We agree that we move monies out of the reserves? Because I'm sorry, I don't know how much we've got. So we haven't got an up-to-date sheet, but I know we've got at least £4,000 or £5,000 in there from previous years, and we just have to. That's why we put reserves
I
in.
I think we should have
just
agreed that.
It's
our
proposal,
our second year.
Yes, I agree. So can we move on that?
Yeah.
Let's
brilliant.
So I'll crack on with that then.
Well done, Councillor Smith.
So we agreed to make money out of reserves to.
Yes, please, the balance, yeah. And we agreed to buy them at £84.99, which this could go into the clerk anyway. She can agree this as an addition. It's not a problem.
Absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, it's really nice.
Does it classy, that, isn't it?
Well, that
class then.
Will it fund?
I don't know.
Possibly.
It should be.
After a couple of years, it would be great.
I mean, I'd not, otherwise, not that price.
Not for that amount of money. I want a 5 year guarantee.
These are a really recognised company. Right? They do it all over the day, where we can see
the Flats magazine and it
does. Are we good?
Okay, moving on. Item 21 key, and I noticed Bob's done some helpful photos, but I don't know if there's anything we can do right now. Are we agreeing to approach Essex?
Yeah, I think that's the option. We were going to write to Essex, but the point is, I don't know whether it would be better to arrange for a visit from an engineer from Highways to come down, because the issue is actually that the ground has heaved from the RB onwards, and their current botched repairs are appallingly unattractive. The quay is one of our most important tourist attractions, and I think getting somebody down here, we should aim for it. Whether we get them or not is a different matter, but we should get somebody down here to actually look at it. They are responsible for maintenance, and I think we should request that somebody comes and actually looks at what can be done with it.
Well, they did maintain it. Look at the black tar they put down.
Oh,
exactly.
That's horrified, isn't it?
I think, Wendy, if you could give us some advice on what we should do.
Right.
Should
we write to
the portfolio holder or go through?
No, I think what the best thing to do is you write to it first. The council writes to it on behalf of the council. The resolution is that you write to the council. You CC me in.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Julie will report it, and she can put on that thing, you know, or send me the reference number. I will then forward that on to the relevant people. But you've got to go through the basic process first. Anyway.
When you say that, do you mean report the individual issues on the key on the website?
Yeah.
Okay.
So or if she puts an email together, she gives it to me, and I'll go through the sources I've got. Then it'll be easier. If there's a full email.
I have also reported this, like, to work.
Right.
To try and get the work.
Their argument is the ECC, but they will try again to put pressure on Essex County Council to say. But we tried years ago, didn't we? And they wouldn't have it.
Their argument is Councillor Calver hasn't actually got a photo of this particular incident, but if you go past, come back past Pryor's, sort of come back towards the marina, and you sort of go round, you've got a houseboat that's got the huskies
yeah.
on it.
Yeah.
If
yeah.
you look at where their entrance, the floodgate is, if you actually look there, the brickwork there is starting to fall away. Now, my concern there is, in the event you shut the floodgate, is it actually going to stop the water coming through?
That
well,
is it, Bernard.
My guess is the water will actually come up through the bricks.
That's
why I'm sort of raising it as a concern.
Yeah.
Because it needs, my own personal belief is that it needs to be.
Do you know what I mean? This is just unacceptable.
Oh,
absolutely
yes.
unacceptable.
So, do
yes.
I draft. You
yes.
suggest
no,
that
no,
I draft a letter to the account to the portfolio holder.
Yeah, you can. Yeah. Or you're better off giving it to me so I'll go through the process properly, because otherwise
well,
I'll
do.
Can
you draft a letter to you?
Right, send it to me and I
well,
will go through my
counselor.
Section first
yep.
and I will CC the portfolio holder in.
Where is there are probably still specific instances on the website that have been reported will include those
Julia
as well.
Julia
Levin,
most probably.
Yeah. Okay. The,
yeah.
the other thing, of course, is that I have spoken to somebody who lives on the Belvedere. There is a management company, but they say that the railings are nothing to do with them.
I suggest that's complete nonsense. I mean,
well, I don't. I'm not sure about that. Because if they have that. We know that the responsibility for maintenance. They went to Malden District Council. The resident, it's Mike Lewis, I mean, he's a friend of mine. He said that he raised the issue with the management company. The management company said, take it up with Malden.
Malden don't own it.
No, Malden don't own
it.
But Malden said, go to Essex County Council because they maintain the quay.
This is the management company trying to get out of doing what they're responsible for. We need to push them. Where is the fence? Is it on this side or this side of the
It's on
wall?
The middle of the fence. That's the wall. That's the problem.
So it's attached to the wall?
Yeah. But all I can say is that there has been an attempt to make it. Well, somebody's got to do something, and I'm pretty sure the management company won't. If we can ask Essex County Council.
Well, I think Essex County Council might be able to put pressure on the management company. Right? Sorry, I've had this before. I had an injury at work, and the management company, it's not my responsibility. As soon as the lawyers got involved,
well,
it was.
What I would do is I would get the name and address of the management company,
yes.
and we would draft a letter to them saying, could they please.
Yes, yeah,
well, we need to look at the land registry and who actually owns the wharf.
I think we've been here before.
I actually found a picture of the land registry on the quay the other day because I thought, well, yeah, we've been there before.
Yeah, we have.
I'll find it
if you
can.
Yes.
I actually found it. It's something because we looked into it ages ago.
Brilliant.
Yeah, agreed. So if you send that letter and send it to me, so I can talk to you.
Yes.
I will get Julie to write, Joe to write a letter to you.
Yeah,
and I'll
quote. It might be a good idea for you to write the letter and then send
well,
it.
Well, yeah, I'll draft the letter.
Yes, that's the word I was looking for.
Yes. Just wanted to. What I'm talking about again.
Yeah.
When are we going to do the weeding?
The weeds do get done regularly by Garwoods and Essex. If it's very weedy at the moment, I would suggest that Councillor Carter.
I was just wondering
if
there
was
because.
There is a schedule.
Yeah, there is a schedule.
There is a
schedule. Often. We get to the point where actually by the time you know they get to it, the weeds are up here and it's not a pretty sight.
Yeah.
So
and I know that Garwoods have tried to coordinate with Essex, haven't they?
Where in particular?
Really, along where you're talking about here.
Yeah.
That bit gets really weedy and horrible. And also really out towards the park area.
What I'll do tomorrow is I'll walk
and
photograph it.
Yeah,
it's
just, I mean.
But if you speak to Richard, because he lives in Essex, so he will know, and it might be that he's got one booked in for 2 weeks' time that we don't know about.
Yeah.
Richard's your man.
I'm about to get room at Ursus Garden, but my weeds are coming up like mad anyway, so it's just like.
Yeah, the weather.
It is, isn't it? It's lovely, isn't it? Wet sun.
Absolutely. Okay, thank you. And again, thank you, Councillor Carver, for that. Right, 22 websites, very mindful of time.
Yeah, this is quite a quick one. So, there is quite a lot of work to do on a website,
yes.
and we want to be able to utilise it better, but it's going to be quite a long process.
Yes.
So, the very first step is deciding what we want. So in front of everyone is the current terms of reference, which was written 4 years ago, maybe. And it details responsibilities of the council, the actual office, and of who we employ, pay to cover do the website. So I guess what I'm asking is, before I then obviously go and get quotes and doing other work, do we agree this is still our terms of reference?
No, because some of this is so obsolete, it's untrue.
Yeah.
So we need to have a look at this.
I thought the whole premise was that we were going to try and have three quotes for them to take on it, to do it all, except for agendas, minutes, or things that need to be put on quickly, so a member of staff from the office could actually do that. But anything else, like... that, you know, there's loads of policies.
That's what that is.
Well, this is what I thought we were doing. But loads of policies and loads of stuff's been taken off this website, which was on the website, and that needs to go back on. Like the years accounts and things are not all on there. The stuff that's not on there. So we need to do a list, which I don't mind helping you with, is what should be on there, because I've actually found a list actually the other day.
So you know.
I know what should be on it. But I thought we was agreeing that they were going to make it accessibility friendly, so it speaks, or the font
is very
changing.
He's very anti-accessibility.
Well, no, I've got new feedback about that. Apparently the company that Danbury, or the award-winning ones, use, are being taken to court in America by blind people. So I've got more information on accessibility that's new that I need to circulate.
Well, it's down to the company. We need a professional company who knows what it is.
The disability rights people are taking these professional companies to task and to court.
IT Cloudy or something was the one that I used originally. A lot of websites are using
it. I will get this information out, because I sent it to you to do the website stuff, but again, we can see.
Just the initial, I need to know what I'm asking companies to do. If this is still what I'm asking companies to do, great, I can use this to send it to them.
You ask them to look at our website and say that we want that maybe slightly upgrading and keeping up to date. How many hours a week do you think it's going
to
be?
Yeah, but they don't know what's meant to be on it, so how will they know?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Unless
they
do
something else,
tell them
what we want.
They won't know.
Well, the basic stuff is on it.
That we need, unless they're a company who does somebody else's parish council website, they're not going to know what locally needs to be on it.
Can we? Surely there must be a statutory requirement of what we have to put on our website.
There is if you have one.
There's
the
foundation.
You have to keep it up to date. This is why we're in breach of it, because ours isn't up to date. If you don't have one,
it's not
specific.
It's
a bit like Facebook, isn't it?
Exactly.
It's an either if you've got one, if you haven't, it don't matter.
But I mean, just quickly going through this now, one and two, absolutely.
I read it, and I believe it's still...
But we haven't got a website editor, because that was a council.
No, but that's what we... So the website editor is who we pay to do it.
Yes.
So the town council is the overall, like, everyone. And then the office, so it would be the clerk here who would be responsible for posting the minutes, the agenda, and then, for the rest of it, working with the editor.
Yeah, but I mean, all this stuff about significant editorial decisions made by the website editor, there won't be any. Because they won't be making any editorial decisions. Editorial decisions will be made by the council. If that makes sense.
Everything comes by resolution from the council.
Yeah.
The clerk then will say to send the stuff on.
And for example, there will not be training of town councillors, because it's not appropriate for town councillors to be doing that role. But there will be training of officers.
But do we have a list of the things we want putting on it?
Well,
yes. You've got that list, haven't you?
Well, then that falls part of the terms of reference and the specification.
Yeah, we can build that into it, can't we?
Yeah.
We can write a new one. And as soon as we've got any terms of reference, we can share it around and then we can go and get quotes. But I can't go and get quotes until I know what I'm asking for.
Have you've got the list of everything that needs to be on it?
Well, I've got the list of what to get the quality and the
garment.
Yeah.
Did you send that to me? Didn't you?
I sent it so many times, Vanessa.
No. I'm sure you have sent it, haven't
I? That must be part of the specification. It will certainly help
council.
So I don't want to change the look of the website.
I don't want to
change
anything about it.
We
want to
make it useful.
Because
at the moment, if you go on there, it's not useful.
I want it to look exactly the same, but with the right up-to-date information on it.
Exactly.
Sort of.
Because the thing is, when you look for agendas,
it's down to us.
and what we feed it.
It is.
Get all the quotes in the world.
Sorry, I need to interrupt you guys because I need to have a resolution to continue this meeting because it is 9:30 now. So then, can I propose that we go away with the list?
Add it to the record.
Have you got any suggestions of website companies?
So my addition was what I wrote down is that we can combine it with our IT support because they also deal with website hosting.
Do they?
I've checked their website and they definitely do.
I know they did.
And it's easier just to pop in there and ask them if they could just do something.
Please go down and do all good things that
way. There
exactly.
is a lot to be said for
that. That was the first issue I wrote. My proposal was to merge it onto the IT support capacity.
Depends on if it's a competitive quote.
Well, that's what I mean. I don't know how it works, but that was my...
I can look at a couple of others
who've done other podcasts. For me, it's just easy. It's pop it and talk through it rather than email back and forth.
It's a lot going to charge us squillions of pounds.
I think they will because they've got a lot of business.
Yeah. Well, I can...
I think we definitely need a different arm to it.
It's not the same.
So do we know what we're doing?
Yes, I'll send you. All the legal stuff you need to have is the legal stuff.
Yes.
Publication scheme, your financial regulations, your standing orders, your minutes, your agendas, anything that's to do with council business. That's all you have to have, basically. And your population procedures. You only have to look at model councils, and it's a lesser version.
Yeah. So,
and it's exciting things. Nice things on the front, the ribbons, the banners. Hey, we're doing this. The calendar, the diary, things that we've done in the past, the things that council information, who does what, who's in charge. You keep it up to date, though. You don't have people who.
So, it's not the resolution, but it's what's happening next. I'll slightly adapt the terms of reference to buildings and bits,
and I'll get the three posts, including, and I'm on the liaise again, brilliant, but you are, because you're thinking about it, you're really working.
Talking
about post item 23,
can I just propose that we ask Joanna to speak to Leander and see whether it's still viable and invite her to a meeting?
Consequently, we wondered if you would please approach you as a local and county councillors to meet with the street lighting issue. We are aware that the street lighting is an Essex County Council responsibility and that our part of Remembrance Avenue is unadopted. So at this part, street lighting is our responsibility. However, as you will be aware, two new houses, 12A and 12B, have been built in the older substantive part of Remembrance Avenue, not part of our estate. This estate built on Burnham Shores is now numbers 14 to 40, Remembrance Avenue, and an unadopted road. Essex County Council has accepted that the section of the road between the old end of the avenue and the new unadopted road is their responsibility, and has accepted liability to make good the section in due course. This is basically from the park entrance in front of 12A and 12B and leading to the Sailing Club car park and adjoining our road. Consequently, this may be the right time to look at extending street lighting in the substantive Remembrance Avenue in the new section. And then it goes on to other things. So basically, these residents are asking if Burnham Town Council, because they asked me my advice, and I said that it needs to go as a resolution as far as I'm concerned to start here at the Town Council if you want to support it. I'm not saying it's going to happen.
because you have to go through Essex County Council and the procedures, but it's up to you guys if, and I did say to the residents that they could have come here tonight and put their own presentation forward, but obviously they didn't. So that's it. Do you want to back that resolution for street lighting down in Edwards?
I mean, I certainly would say it's incredibly dark. I deliver there and I've walked up there and it's really dark.
Is
that
there?
Road is appalling. And
yes.
Then you've got cars flying out of the sailing club. So it's an excellent waiting to happen.
Remember,
so
where's
that?
Tesco.
Opposite
Tesco.
Oh,
the Never Pass.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was thinking of the one next to Tesco. That's
yeah,
the one
got
the two.
So I propose that we
can I just ask what the resolution is though? Where it suggests
to try and find some Essex County Council for some street lighting.
Yeah.
What, for Essex County Council to increase the spread of the street lighting to include the newly adopted part of Remembrance Avenue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, 12 days. If I leave this to whoever does it, if I give them send this email trail, the clerk or whoever wants to do the thing can tell them what it is.
Right.
Because they'll have to send a surveillance team out or something.
Yeah. But what we're saying is that they have accepted that they've adopted a certain part of the...
Yes, that's
yeah.
We don't know. This is only what we've been
right.
told. They're told, yeah.
Right. And that being the case, would they look at the street lighting, which in that area is inadequate?
Yeah. That's what they're asking to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are we agreed?
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know why I'm answering.
So just to ask Joe to...
So ask Joe...
Just
yeah.
Bit. I just ask Joe to write to and just put that bit of paper with it and I'll print me another one. That's it.
I'll try to write to ECC.
Yeah, to request
oh,
street lighting. But she'll have to fill a form in. She'll have to fill an actual Essex County Council form in.
Is this something that Julie would know how to do as part
possibly.
Of
it? Possibly. We might be better to ask Julie if she knows how to do it. If she doesn't, then come back.
But actually, Julie does so much with Essex and the website.
She's been
because she really knows that sort of thing. So it might be an idea to go to Julie first.
So yeah,
then the council supports it.
Super, super duper. So the item 25, we don't have any public or press. Item 26, date of next meeting, members to note following. 19th of the 4th and 17th of the 5th. So, item 27, exclusion of the public and press. I propose that by virtue of the provisions of section 1, bracket 2 of the Public Bodies Admissions to Meeting Act 1960, the public would be excluded during discussion of the following business on the grounds that publicity would be prejudicial to the public interest by reason of the confidential nature of the business to be transacted. Do I have a second that?
I second that.
Thank you. Are we agreed?
Agreed.
Thank you. So, if you could,